It has been a real joy for Ruth and I to be with you these days.
我跟我的内人这几天跟大家一起度过, 实在是满了欢喜。
We enjoy the fellowship and your very open hearts.
我实在是享受了跟你们那个交通, 看见每一个人的心都是如何的这样的敞开。
You know that I enjoy your responding back, don't you?
你是不是知道每一次你们有反应的时候, 我就非常的喜乐。
You've improved a little bit.
你们有一点点的进步。
Let us try tuning the organ once more this morning, shall we?
早晨我们把我们的琴再来调一调音好不好?
God is good.
All right.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
It's time to praise.
Hallelujah.
This is the day the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
That's weak. This is the day the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
Amen. We have been burdened these days to speak of the fact that there is a real war raging in the universe. It's been going on for several hundred years. But I believe it's coming to a climax.
这几天我们的负担就是要跟大家分享，在历史历代来，这里一直有一个两个国度的征战，但是在这些日子，这几年来，这一个征战达到了高峰。
As individuals, we feel so helpless when we see the trend.
我们作为一个微小的人，看见世界局势的走向，实在觉得无力无助。
But I am convinced that God wants each of us to assume our own responsibility.
但是我深深地相信神要我们每一个人接受我们个人的该负的责任。
I can't touch much of the war out here, but I can make sure there's no war in my own heart.
外面的征战我无法去影响，但是在我内心的征战，我却可以做主。
So we've been talking about the kingdom, the reality of the kingdom.
所以我们要讲到国度的实际。
For many years, I always thought of the kingdom as a thousand-year reign that was future.
很多年我认为这个国度，这个天国是指着未来的那个千年国度。
I read in Paul's word that the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
但是当我读到保罗所写的书信，说到神的国不在于吃喝，乃在乎。 公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。And
with real emphasis, it was as though the Lord said, you can enjoy that now. Then yes, but now also.
这一段话告诉我们的说，将来是有一个国度，但是真正享受这一个国度是可以在今天的。So
we've been speaking these days about the kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以我们主要这里的题目就看见是公义、和平和喜乐的那一个国度。And
we've been dealing primarily with God's working in our heart.
我们有信息提到就是对付我们的心、动机、内心。We
spoke of a seeking heart that wants to know Him and fellowship with Him.
我们说到一个寻求的心，就是要寻求他，要跟他有交通。
We spoke about a purified heart.
我们也说到一个洁净、一个纯净的心。
The dealing with our motives.
所以我们在那里对付我们的动机和内心。
We spoke yesterday about a diligent heart.
昨天说到的这一颗心是要一个殷勤的心。
Diligent to buy white raiment, gold tried in the fire, and eye salve.
我们需要竭力的、尽力、勤劳的去买金子、买白衣，也要买那个眼药。And
this morning we're going to be concerned primarily with the heart that is disciplined by the Lord.
今天早上我要说一个被约束过、被管教过的一颗心。Let
me just back up for a moment and go back to this illustration we used the other day.
我们再回头看看昨天所看的这一幅图画。
I told you we were in a Thanksgiving conference and I asked individuals to provide a caption that would explain this picture.
我昨天告诉大家，在一个感恩节的特会里面，我曾经说了放出这一个图画，叫大家给他一句话来形容。
Now, my real motive was to give away some books.
我这个请大家要来参加这一个比赛的目的是，我要给奖品，要把书给大家，送大家书。
I'm always looking for someone who is eager and will read one of my books.
我当看见有一个渴慕的心的时候，愿意读书的时候，我就喜欢把书送给他。
So we offered a special prize to the very best caption.
所以那天我的奖励就是说，谁能够写得最好的，我就要送他一本书。
And I was amazed that about 100, I think, came in.
我那个反应非常激烈，100多个人参加这个竞赛。
I read some of them to them and to you.
我念了一些给他们，我也昨天念了一些给大家听。
And announced that the last morning I would announce who had won.
最后的一天的聚会，我就要宣布谁得到这个奖品。
They were very intense in knowing which was the best.
大家都在那里热切的等待谁能够得到奖品。
I opened the sheet and I said, the committee has voted.
我就这个打开我的那个宣布的成绩表，说到这个委员会决定这个 winner, 这个 得奖的人。
Everybody wins.
通通有奖。
So we mailed a carton of books to each of the churches.
所以我们就把书一箱一箱的寄到每一个地方去。
Their motive was to get a book.
他们的动机是要得到一本书。
My motive was to give as many as I could.
我的动机是越多人得到越好。
We'd been speaking about that the other day. Some worked 1 hour, some worked 3 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours, 12 hours.
那天我们读了圣经里的一个比喻，说有的人工作了1小时、3小时、6小时、12个小时。
And out of the goodness of his heart, he gave to everybody alike.
但是在这个主人原主的那个善心里，他每一个人都给一样的工，一天的工资。
That's where I got my basis for giving.
这是我给的一个原则。
And there were some who I expect were offended.
当然有些人就生气了，觉得不公平。
But this morning we want to take a lesson in chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews.
今天早上我们要一同来思想希伯来书第十二章。
I think I need to give us a little background first this morning.
首先我要给大家一些背景，认识一些背景。
When God created Adam,
当神创造亚当的时候，
and placed him in the garden,
把他放在伊甸园里，
I believe that Adam stood at a gateway of choice.
亚当站在一个选择的关口。
It was God's purpose that Adam would give himself to God and God would give himself to Adam.
神原初的目的是盼望亚当自己把自己献给神，神就要把他自己赐给亚当。
But there's something very interesting.
但是有的事情是非常有意思的事。
In the way that God goes about this.
神怎么来做这件事？
In 12 baskets full, Watchman Nee speaks this way.
在尼迪兄的十二栏的这些著作里面是这么说的。
In eternity past, there was one will.
在已过的永远只有一个旨意。
And God could have lived sovereignly imposing his will all the time.
神可以在他主宰的权柄里只让这一个旨意被通行。
But he deliberately chose that he would limit his own will and give man some freedom of choice.
但是他故意的让自己的这一个旨意受到限制，而给亚当一个自由的选择。
This was very risky to give man some freedom of choice.
给人自由去选择是一个非常危险的事。
But the reason is that In the end, he wanted to demonstrate something wonderful and glorious.
但是最终的目的, 他却要显示, 那一个奇妙和荣耀的结果。
Giving man the freedom of choice would allow him to choose his will and purpose.
给人一个自由选择的机会, 让人自己来选择神的旨意和目的。
It would not be just you or I, but it would be we representing the will of God in unison.
不是你或我个人来拣选代表神的旨意, 乃是这里有一个团体的人来彰显代表神的旨意。
The word universe means one will.
宇宙这个字的意思就是一个旨意。
And someday, God is going to put on display something very wonderful.
有一天神要向这个宇宙展示一件非常美妙的事物。
It wasn't that you did it or I did it, but we joined together, accomplished the final purpose.
这个荣耀的结果不是你或者我个人所做的, 乃是一个团体合作的一个结果。
It's wonderful, I think, that the choice was given for a man to become a part of this wonderful purpose of God.
我想神给人的选择在这里就是要成为神旨意的一部分。
We all know that with this choice, Adam could have yielded himself to God.
我们知道在这个选择里, 亚当可以把自己顺服降服在神的面前。
Oswald Chambers says that man could have turned the natural into spiritual in his life by simply obeying.
这个张伯斯说的, 他说人可以把一个天然 变成因着顺服可以使这个天然完成神的旨意。
You see, we are so preoccupied with the sin and the fall and man's going his own way.
我们太注意了人的堕落和犯罪。
We forget that God did have a purpose in the very beginning.
我们忘记了神原初却有一个永远的旨意。
And it didn't require that man had to sin.
人照着神原初的旨意，人不需要犯罪。
It is so often preached that man had to sin so God had somebody to save.
有的人是这么传讲，人一定要失败，要堕落，所以神才有拯救的机会。
Now we look at this choice that Adam made, and he turned to go his own way.
我们很不幸地看见亚当自己的选择是选择了自己走自己的道路。
We read, all we like sheep have turned astray, and we've gone to our own way.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
All we like Adam have turned to our own way.
我们都向亚当偏行己路。
And so this morning, every one of us in Adam are in a fallen condition down here.
所有在亚当里面生的人都落在这一个堕落的地位上。
Only Adam started up here.
老亚当是从那里开始的。
You and I start down here in our fallen condition.
很不幸，我们一生下来就从这个最底的地方开始我们的人生。
Why am I responsible for what Adam did?
亚当做错了，为什么要我负责任呢？
That's another lesson.
这是另外一个题目。
This morning we're first of all going to be concerned with the rescue.
让我们今天早上来关心这一个拯救。
And then we're going to look at the race.
然后我们要看到一个奔跑的路程。
It is through the work of the cross and redemption that man is rescued.
因为神在基督在十字架上救赎的工作，我们得以被拯救。
And we begin in chapter 12 with this in view.
希伯来书12章就是在这个地方做背景来看他要说什么。
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Here are two things that we must always hold in clarity together.
有一双的事情是连在一起的。
I'm amazed at how many people who are trying to run a race, but they've never been rescued.
我实在有的时候觉得很遗憾，有的人就是要跑这个路程，但是连还没有得救就要开始跑。
But I'm equally amazed how many of God's children are rescued and don't know there's a race.
我更是惊奇，有一些神的子民已经被救了，却不知道如何跑这一个路程。
Years ago, I spent some time in Kyoto, Japan.
有一年我到了日本，Kyoto, 京都，京都。
I had a very wonderful interpreter for 5 days.
有五天，在那个五天的旅程中，有一个很好的翻译的人。
But he had never, he was from Finland.
他是从芬兰来的。
But he had never made the distinction between the rescue and the race.
他从来对于这个蒙拯救和奔跑这个路程有什么不同，从来不知道。
He stood the second morning, he said, I had something like this.
第二天早晨他翻译的时候，他说我这个路是这样跑的。
And each day he would reaffirm, he'd say, it's wonderful to know you're rescued, now you can run the race.
他说每天早上都说是我们又被救了又跑了。
So this morning we're saying there are things that need to be kept together, the rescue and the race.
今天早晨我们必须要知道这两件事情是摆在一起的，一面是要蒙拯救，一面需要跑这个路程。
Peter says we were redeemed by incorruptible blood.
彼得说我们是蒙了这个不能朽坏之生命的拯救。
And he goes further to say, we are redeemed by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God.
他接下去他说，我们得救蒙恩是因为这一个不能朽坏的种子。
A lot of people do not realize that when we are born from above, we are lifted to a higher plane than Adam was on.
有的人不知道，我们蒙恩重生得救以后所经历的是被提升恢复到亚当原初的那个地位。
Adam was everything that God could make by creation.
亚当所有的一切都是在神创造里面他所得到的。
He was natural.
那是天然的。
He had never eaten of the tree of life.
那个时候还没有吃生命树的果子。
And so, when God redeems man, he does 2 things now.
所以神来救赎人的时候他要做两件事。
By the incorruptible blood we are forgiven, we'd be lifted back to the level that Adam was on.
那一个宝血把我们恢复到亚当原来的地位。
Now that we are begotten or born of God, we are lifted to a higher plane than Adam was on by creation.
这一个重生得救是首先是被恢复到亚当原来的地位。
When I first began to share some of this 40-some years ago,
47年以前，当我分享这样的信息的时候，
it was a real shock to lots of the evangelicals.
对于福音派的基督徒来讲，是一个震惊。
I kept saying, God is our Father by creation only.
我说神是我们的父亲，这是在创造里面做我们的父亲。
But we want to know Him as our Father by a begetting relationship.
但是我们要认识他是我们的父亲，不仅是创造我们的父亲，而是重生我们的生父。
And then something wonderful happened.
说了这些以后，就有奇妙的事发生。
C.S. Lewis, whom many of you read, wrote a book.
然后 C.S. Lewis 弟兄写了一本书。
One of the chapters was the difference between created and begotten.
他在那个书里面说到，受造和重生里面是不一样的。
They wouldn't listen to me, but C.S. Lewis was right.
他们不一定听我的，但是 C.S. Lewis 写的书他们都接受。
There is a lot of need today to recognize that when God begets man, He lifts him to a higher plane than Adam was on.
作为基督徒必须要认识，蒙恩得救是被首先是恢复到亚当的地位。
Two incorruptible things.
超越亚当的地位。
The incorruptible blood and the incorruptible seed of the word by which we are born from above.
那一个不能朽坏的种子是叫我们从上头而生。
Now let's begin running the race.
重生以后就要开始奔跑一个路程。
Verse 2 we read.
我们读第二节。
Do you see where I get the race, the rescue and the race? Verse 2 now.
我现在要来讲这个奔跑路程。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
If we are going to make any progress along the race course,
在这一个奔跑的路程上，如果我们要有往前进步的话，
we will need to learn two things.
我们要学习两个功课。
We will need to learn how to endure.
我们要学习如何忍受、忍耐、忍受苦难。
And how to enjoy.
也要学习如何享受。
I think first 40 years of my 30 years of my life, I kept emphasizing endure as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
在我基督徒的前30年的经历，常常强调要做一个战士，要做一个忍受苦忍受的战士。
In this chapter, we're going to see how much place there is for endurance as a soldier.
这一章圣经里面看见有许多是作为战士，作为的这个需要忍耐的这一面。
But then one day the Lord said, "It'd be all right to enjoy."
直到有一天主对我说，你要享受恩典也是没有错的。
So, oh, that can't be of God. That can't be the Lord.
哦，这一不一定是从主来的。
It says here of Jesus that he enjoyed for the joy that was set before him, he endured.
他这里说，主耶稣自己，他是看见摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，来忍受十字架的苦难。
And I have a feeling today that for us to have a balance in our lives.
今天早晨我有一个负担，就是要告诉我们，在我们基督徒的生活里，应该是一个平衡的。
We need to understand proper enduring.
我们要认识该有的忍受。
But really enjoying the Lord.
但是事实上呢，却是享受我们的主。
I sat here for three nights and I thought to myself,
我在这里经过了三个晚上，我有这样的思想。
If I ever saw a man enjoy the Lord, it's Brother Lin.
如果你要问我这个世界上有谁是享受主的人呢？我们亲爱的林弟兄一定是一个享受主的人。
Do I have any agreement?
同意吗？
Amen. Amen. Shows all over his face. I mean, it's a testimony.
你看他的脸，你就知道这是一个见证，他实在是一个享受主的人。
But you see both of these because if we're going to run the race, it takes two legs.
你要知道要跑一个赛程需要两条腿。
I must learn to properly endure.
一定要学习适当的一个忍受。
And to enjoy.
并且需要有喜乐和享受。
But I was afraid of people who go to extremes.
但是我怕弟兄人就变成很极端。
And I looked at the people over here who are always enjoying and I thought they had a happiness cult.
如果这边都是大家快快乐乐，我想这个大概是一个异端呢，只讲快乐。
All they want to do is be happy.
他们传讲的就是快乐。
They need to know how to endure.
对，这样的人需要学习忍受苦难。
But you know the enjoyment people are looking at the endurance people and saying, must be hard to be a Christian.
那些一天晚快乐的人看见那些忍受苦难的基督徒说，哇，做基督徒真难哦。
How many of you know we usually see the extremes in life?
这些年间我们不晓得看过有没有看过这些基督徒是不是太苦的，不然就是只知道快乐。
Now really, if endurance is so important,
当然如果忍受苦难是这么重要，
we need more hospitals so we can suffer more.
我们就要开更多的医院，需要人吃更多的苦。
Are you understanding what I'm saying this morning?
你知道我要说什么吗？
Thank you, Lord, for the joy that was set before him.
感谢主，我们可以在他面前享受喜乐。
He endured the cross.
同时我们可以背负忍受十字架。
We read on.
我们再往前读。
Verse 3.
第三节。
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
You have not yet resisted unto blood striving against sin.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有到抵挡到流血的地步。
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
因为主所爱的, 他必管教,
this word chastening can better be translated child discipline.
这里说到的管教, verse 7,
if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
Now we understand that God's concern for each of us is that we go through, I'm going to call it child training.
我们知道神很在意，我们每一个神的儿女都要经过一个儿女所受管教的一个阶段。
This is the discipline of chastening.
这是一个管教，这是一个训练。
What is the purpose of it?
目的是什么呢？
Why does God put us through this?
为什么神要让我们经过这一切呢？
And our basic lesson this morning is this. As we go through this child training, it is very easy to become offended.
今天早上很重要的一个功课就是在这个管教的过程中，我们很容易失望，我们这个人很容易跌倒。
I look back through the years and realize how many times I've been almost offended.
这些年来，我发现我自己有的时候几乎是被得罪了，几乎是生气了。We
are offended with what the Lord does.
有的时候神做的一些事情，我们生气。We
can be offended with things that people do in the church.
有的时候是人在教会中做的一些事情，我们被绊倒。We
become offended.
我们生气了。Let
me use this story to illustrate.
我讲一个故事来做比方。
Many years ago, I was in Hagerstown, Maryland, in a church that had its own high school.
我在Maryland那里一个城里面，我在一个教会所办的一个高中里面服侍。The
final Friday morning, the principal came and said, we have a little problem we need to deal with.
那个学期的最后一个礼拜五早晨，那个校长跟我说，我们有一些问题要来对付。One
of our very fine senior boys has been disobedient.
有一个12年级的高中男生那一天非常的反叛。
I've invited him into the office. I wish you would sit in with me.
那是他校长说那是我们好学生的中间的一个，我早上要他到我校长办公室来，盼望你也来跟我们一同谈话。
As we sat in the office, the young fellow, tall, handsome, sat down.
我看见一个高的很英俊的男孩子坐在那里。
I could tell by his body posture, he said, well, I'm here, but I don't intend to talk.
我看他的那个肢体的语言就是我坐在这里，我不准备讲话。
Very sad.
很生气。
The principal tried to draw him out to get him to speak.
这个校长盼望开他的口，盼望他说为什么。
But he said no word.
他不讲话。
Finally, he broke the silence and said, you would be angry too if you had a father like mine.
最后他终于打破沉默，他说，如果你有像我的父亲一样的话，你也会生气。
Principal said, what do you mean? I know your father.
你说这话是什么意思？我认识你的父亲啊。
My father boards special horses and feeds them.
我的父亲做一个生意，帮人养那个纯种的马，而且去喂养它们。A
month ago, my pigeons were messing up the hay in the loft, and he shot all my pigeons.
他那个做生意的马房里面的那些稻草，因为我所养的鸽子把它搞得一塌糊涂，他把我所有养的鸽子都杀掉了。I
have a right to be angry with a father who would do that.
我有权利要生气，一个爸爸这样做这种事情，我有权利要生气。
And he said, last week, my little dog walked down the aisle of the barn and vomited, and he shot my dog.
上一个礼拜我可爱的小狗跑到他的马房里，在那里不想生病吐了，他又一枪把我的爱的狗也打死了。
He emphasized, I have a right to be angry with someone who would do that.
他强调说，我有权利要生气，如果有人做这样的事情。
Now careful, we'd like to shoot the father, wouldn't we?
我们不可以开枪打爸爸，对不对？
There he was. I have a right to be angry. He was offended.
哦，他说的也对啊，他有，他说我有权利生气，因为他被绊倒了，他惹怒了。
I hadn't said a word to this moment.
这个时候我没有说话。
I said, let me draw you a picture.
我说让我画一个图给你看。
Here are two trees.
这里有两棵树。
One tree is very fruitful. The other is very barren.
有一棵树结满了果子，另外一棵树一个果子都没有。
I want to explain to you why you don't have a right to be angry.
让我告诉你，为什么你没有权利生气。
I had reason to believe that he was a believer, that he did know the Lord Jesus.
我确实知道他这个孩子是一个信主已经得救的基督徒。
And as I began to draw the little picture for him, I said, you know, God gives everyone a standing. We stand.In the grace of God, you are a tree standing in the grace of God.
你知道我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是站在主恩典的根基上。
And yet God says that every tree must learn how to draw from the river of grace.
除了这个恩典的根基之外，我们还要学一个功课，怎么样从这个恩典的水流里面去吸取那个恩典的供应。
God's grace is giving us the desire and the power to respond.
神给我们一个恩典，就是要有一个心愿和有一个力量去得这个恩典。
To respond to every life situation.
在我们人生的每一个情况遭遇的事情中。
According to the will of God.
都是照着神的旨意发生的。
The reason you have no right to be angry is because as a tree, your roots could go down to the river of grace.
你为什么没有权利来生气呢？因为在这个环境中，你还有一个选择，你可以使你的根长到那个恩典的河流里面去得着供应和帮助。
We do not agree that what your father did was right.
你爸爸做事情对，可能不对，我这个不我同意。
But this world is very unfair.
但是这个世界有许多这样不公平的事情。
Sometimes even in the church among God's children, things are unfair.
甚至有时候在神的儿女中间也有一些事情你觉得不公平，不对。
What we need to learn to do is to send our roots down to receive the desire and the power so we won't be offended.
所以你应该得着一种有一从神的恩典得到一个心一个愿意和一个力量能够到这个恩典的河里面去得到而可以不会生气。
Now, you have a choice to make today.
今天你可以做一个选择。
If you're not careful, you can be a barren tree and your roots will be like this.
如果你不小心你就像这一棵没有果子的树那个根呢就没有不生。
You have no right to be angry.
你没有生气的权利。
You have a reasoning.
你有一个理由。
And Paul says we cast down all reasonings that exalt us against the knowledge of God.
他说我们把所有那个一切违背神的这一些理由一概的理由都一概放弃了。
I had his attention.
我说的这些话得到他的他就注意了。
You understand your reasonings that are excusing you and justifying what you're doing?
我知道你的理由。
God wants your roots to go down to the river of grace.
虽然你有生气的理由但是神却要你把这个根要往下到得到他那个恩典的水流。
There are many of God's children who never take from the river of grace.
有很多神的儿女从来没有让他们的根来追到那个神恩典的水流。
And they're fruitless and they're barren all their life.
所以这个基督徒的一生都是没有果子这棵树长得不茂盛。
He said, How do I get my roots to go down?
这个时候孩子就问了, 那么我怎么让我的根能够下去得到恩典的水?
I said, both James and Peter give a description of how.
他说在彼得前书跟这个雅各书都告诉我们怎么让这个根去达到这个水。
He giveth more grace to the humble.
他赐恩给谦卑的人。
God gives more grace to those who are humble.
他赐更多的恩典给那个谦卑的人。
How do I humble myself? He said.
他说那我要怎么谦卑?
God will tell you.
神会告诉你。
He turned around and knelt by the chair.
他一转身就在椅子边上跪下来了。
I remember him saying, Oh God, I need more grace.
他就跟主祷告说，主啊，求你给我更多的恩典。
I don't know how, but I try to humble myself before you.
我不知道怎么谦卑自己，但是主啊，求你给我恩典，让我谦卑。
Give me not only the desire, but the power to forgive my father for what he has done.
求你不仅给我一个心愿，要跟我爸爸和好，也给我这个力量去跟爸爸和好。
I got the wonderful surprise.
我就真是大为吃惊。
Couple of minutes later, he got up and he said, I'll go right home and ask Dad to forgive me.
过了不了一两分钟，他就马上站起来说，我现在回去，马上请爸爸原谅我。
He had the desire and the power.
有一个要的心，同时也能得着一个力量去。
Now I need to say to all of our young people here this morning,
我今天早上盼望跟所有的年轻的弟兄姊妹,
you do have imperfect parents.
你的爸爸妈妈不是完美的。
And they make mistakes.
他们也常常犯错。
They may not shoot your dog, but they do make mistakes.
他可能没有把你的宠物杀掉, 但是他也犯了一些错。
Did you know that even Jesus obeyed imperfect parents?
你知不知道主耶稣小的时候, 他也顺从他那个不完全的父母。
I'm not sure, but I expect Mary and Joseph made some mistakes.
我不知道, 但是我想, 约瑟跟玛利亚一定也是不是一个完美的父母。
But I believe there's a real difference between the enabling grace that God gives.
但是我知道这里还有一个不同的恩典, 这个恩典能够给我们力量。
So we're going to discover now as we begin to run the race.
当我们现在就发现了, 在奔跑这一条天路的时候,
there is what we call a standing.
有一个是我们的立场, 我们所站的地位。
And then there is a daily enabling of grace.
我们是站在恩典的地位上, 还有一个恩典是每天加给我们力量的那个恩典。
I am a tree standing by the river, but I also know how my roots can take of the river of grace.
我这棵树所在的地方是站在恩典上, 但是我这棵树也有恩典, 也有根可以达到那个深处的那一个供应我力量的恩典。
We begin reading again.
Verse
10.
Chapter 12, verse 10.
For they, that is our Father, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But God our Father, for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness.
深深的父都是谁暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。Now
no chastening or child training for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。Wherefore
lift up the hands which hang down in the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed.
所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不至于失脚，反得痊愈。
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。Here's
our key verse this morning.
这个是今天早上的这一个钥匙的一节经节。
Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
15节是要节, 又要谨慎, 恐怕有人失了神的恩, 恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们, 因此叫众人沾染污秽。
It is very wonderful when we discover that there is need for both the root and proper fruit.
这是非常重要的事情, 去认识一件事, 不仅我们需要有根, 我们还要结果。
Many people want fruit of righteousness, but they do not know the root life.
有的人喜欢结义的果子, 但是却不知道有一个需要一个根的生活。
God is concerned that we discover the enabling grace of God for every situation.
主是很在意于我们能够认识这一个能够加给我们力量的这一个恩典。
I know this sounds rather drastic, but sooner or later, every one of you are going to be offended.
我可能说的有一点过分, 不过我可以告诉大家, 迟早我们都会被人得罪, 我们都会生气。
If you haven't been, you will be.
如果你还没有被人绊倒过, 人家惹你生气过, 会发生的。
How do you know?
你怎么知道?
You're in a church with people.
因为你是在人所组成的教会里面。
And even at our very best, we do things that are disappointing.
即使我们尽心尽意地去做, 有的时候还是会失望的。
I've been so amazed through the years to see folk running for a while.
我这些年看见有些基督徒奔跑这条道路跑了一阵子。
Then suddenly I don't see them in church.
忽然之间从教会里面消失了。
I ask, where have you been? What's happened?
我说发生了什么事情?
Nothing.
没什么。
But if I can allow their heart to talk for a little bit,
但是如果再给他们机会, 真的让他说的话,
pretty soon out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth begins to speak.
然后心里面所充满的, 口里就说出来。
And you begin to discover they have been offended or wounded.
你就发现原来他被人惹了, 他人家得罪他了。
Either against God,
有的人是认为神对不起他。
Or somebody in the church.
有的是教会里面有人得罪他,
or in their family.
或者是家里面的人,
offended.
被得罪了。
Let me illustrate it this way.
我这样举一个例子。
You know, John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus.
你知道施洗约翰是主耶稣基督的先锋。
The crowds were following John and listening to his message.
在施洗约翰传道的时候群众都跟随他。
One day John very prophetically said, turning to Jesus, he must increase, I must decrease.
有一天他在预言里面宣告说, 他必加增,我必减少。
I don't think John knew what he was saying.
我相信约翰说的时候还不知道他自己说什么。
It wasn't much longer after that that John's disciples were following Jesus.
因为不久之后,约翰的门徒去跟随耶稣了。
Not only that, but John is in prison.
不止这样,施洗约翰自己还被下在监里。
Imagine losing your whole crowd and being in prison.
想想所有跟从你的人都离你而去,你自己还被关在监牢里。
And John begins to reason in his mind.
施洗约翰就开始在脑子里去想这个道理了。
Was this really the Messiah, the Christ?
这位耶稣是真的是基督是弥赛亚吗?
Oh, how we reason things through. It seems so unfair. He has the crowd, I'm alone in prison.
我们一开始讲道理的时候, 你就觉得不合理,不公平, 他得到所有的群众, 我单单一个人坐在监里。
And what made it even worse was this.
更糟糕的是什么呢?
Jesus never visited John in prison.
主耶稣没有去监牢里去看望他。
How many of you believe a cousin ought to visit his cousin in prison?
你想想看, 做表兄弟的, 你的表哥, 表弟, 表哥住在监牢里, 表弟是不是该去看看, 看望他?
Would you vote yes?
是不是? 当然, yes.
He's totally ignored.
他完全被忽略了, 没有关心他,
so John sends some of his couple disciples that are left to talk to Jesus.
所以约翰就派了两个子, 留下来的两个门徒去跟耶稣讲了。
And Jesus reminds him of all the healings and the things that are taking place.
主耶稣就说, 你去提醒他, 我做的如何瞎子看见,
but Jesus knew what John was going through.
当然主耶稣知道约翰心里面所想的。
And he said, go back and tell John this.
他说你们回去告诉约翰,
blessed is he that is not offended in me.
凡是不因我跌倒的, 就是不因我生气的, 就有福了。
Blessed is he that is offended, not offended in me.
如果不因我而跌倒而生气绊倒的,
and the disciples went on to John.
然后这个门徒就离开了,就去到约翰那里。
Then he announced to the multitude, among men born of women, there's none greater than John.
这个时候主耶稣才对群众说,凡妇人所生的,没有一个兴起来大过约翰的。
I wonder why he didn't tell John that.
他为什么不把这个好话说给约翰听呢?
I don't know, the ways of the Lord are sometimes strange.
主的道路是很奇妙的。
But I know this this morning.
但是今天早上我知道一件事。
In all my years of dealing with the Lord and wonderful people,
这些年间我服侍主和服侍弟兄圣徒们。
I know how easily you can become offended.
我的经历里面知道一个人多么容易被人得罪。
Things that are so unfair, so unright, so unjust.
好多事情不公平,不对,不合理,不公义。
I listened all the time to people who pour out their heart.
我听这样的故事,一直常常听到。
Never going back to that church.
再也不回去聚会了。
They don't understand me.
那些人不了解我。
They don't appreciate.
他们不欣赏我。
And I whisper, you're offended.
我轻轻地说,你被人得罪了。
God has only one answer for our being offended.
但是我们这些被绊倒的人,
humble yourselves and say, oh God, I need more grace.
谦卑自己跟主说, 主啊, 我需要你更多的恩典。
Children, you need to even have grace with your wonderful parents.
孩子们, 你好, 这么美好的父母,
they're almost perfect, but not quite.
你有这么好的父母,你还是需要恩典,因为他们虽然好,但他们不是完美的。
Jesus learned to obey even his imperfect parents.
年幼的主耶稣,他也学习顺从他的父母,虽然他有一个不完全的父母。
So we are saying this morning that God allows us to go through disciplining and child training.
所以今天早上我要告诉大家,神允许我们经过这个管教,就是儿女所受的管教。
One of the reasons for this is that God wants to bring us to maturity.
管教我们的目的就是叫我们这个人能够长大成熟。
There's a real difference between a child who is in training,
一个孩子在受训练的过程,
and a son who has become mature.
和一个儿子长大可以承受产业, 这里面是有不同的。
One of the things that is very helpful is to understand the little word called adoption.
这里有一个字, 得儿子的名分的, 这个字是很特别的。
Adoption in the Bible is very different from what we think of adoption here in the Western world.
这个 adoption, 这个领养这个字, 圣经里面所说的这个领养的字, 跟世界上领养的这个字是意思不一样的。
The Greek word for adoption is heuthesia.
这个希腊字讲到这一个领养, adoption这一个字呢,
which is translated son placing.
这个叫做把儿子放在一个儿子的地位上。
In the West, we take somebody from this family, we bring them into another family.
在我们这个国家里面常有人把一个孩子被领养到另外一个家庭去。
That is Western adoption.
这是我们这个世界里面的领养。
Bible adoption is different.
圣经里面所说的领养,
it is taking one who is already born into your family and bringing them to maturity.
在圣经里面所说的这个儿子的名分乃是把一个生在家里面的一个孩子把他带到一个成熟的地位。
In Bible days, it was very customary for a child to be put under the training of a teacher or a pedagogue.
在圣经那个时候写圣经的时候是当时很流行的一种做法，就是把一个孩子放在一个学校里面，一个住在的一个学校里面。
That pedagogue or teacher was to bring the child to know the Father's mind and will and ways and purpose.
在那一个学校里面要训练他知道父的这个心意，神的目的和旨意。
And then they would have a wonderful ceremony.
哦，然后他们就要有一个庆祝的仪式。
Family, relatives were all gathered in.
所有的亲人都要聚在一起。
The pedagogue would lead this child into the middle.
这一个教父就要把他带到众人的中间。
The childhood garments were taken off.
哦，就把他的一般的孩子的衣服脱掉。
The robe of sonship was placed.
一个做儿子成年儿子的一件袍子就要穿上。
And they would make the statement, "This is my beloved son in whom I take great delight."
Oh, 他们就要在那里宣告说，这是我的儿子，是我所喜爱的。
This is the picture of adoption.
这是那个时代他们做这件事情，这幅图画就让我们明白这个 adoption 这个字。
All child training is to bring us to the maturity of what we call sonship.
所有儿女所受的管教的目的就是有一天要叫他们成为儿子。
When I know why I am going through something, it is much easier to accept it.
如果我们知道为什么要经过这一些过程的时候，你就比较容易接受在你身上所做的。
The writer says it's always grievous to go through this.
你知道经过痛苦和管教的时候是非常痛苦的。
Nevertheless, afterward.
但是不要紧。这个过程经过了以后
，Even in the Old Testament, Isaiah prophesied.
甚至于在这个以赛亚书那里就预言说
，Unto us a child is born.
那里说有一婴孩为我们而生
，Unto us a son is given.
然后说有一个儿子要赐给我们
，And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
政权要担在他的头上。
That, I believe, speaks of the privilege of moving from childhood training to the placing in sonship where government responsibilities are ours.
这一个预言里面就看见一件事，要这是有一个特权，把一个孩子婴孩要经过训练成长的过程，成为一个儿子，然后政权就要放在他的肩头上。
And our whole portion of scripture here is on the dealing, the chastening, the child training that we are going through.
这一章圣经我们所学习到的就是这里有一个儿子要儿女要经过管教而成为一个长成的一个儿子。
Oh, I have a real burden today.
今天我心里有很重的负担。
That if there might be someone who's had a hidden offense toward the Lord.
可能在座的有人里面心中有一个隐藏的对神的一个不满。
We don't put it in words, but we're disappointed when he didn't answer our prayer.
你可能没有说出来，但是有可能是他没有回答你的一个祷告。
We thought what we were doing was of the Lord.
我们觉得我所做的是照着他的意思。
But God didn't help us.
主却不帮助我。
So we say in our spirit.
然后我们的灵里面就说了。
Can't depend on God.
我不。
Can't depend on God.
我人没有办法真正依靠神。
Is there someone here today
who
had real disappointments?
真的有些事情叫你失望。
God is not just wanting to bring you through child training.
你要知道神他不是说一辈子就是让你一直做这个管教。
He is wanting to bring you into maturity of sonship.
他至终要把你带到一个成熟，让你成为一个长大的儿子。
To know the will and the ways and the purpose of the Father.
你真的知道父亲的心意、旨意和目的。
So we say the adoption is a wonderful thing.
所以我们这里说儿子的名分是一件美妙的事。
God is working to bring us into the deeper root life that there can be what we call the fruit of righteousness.
神要做一个深的工作，叫我们有一个根的生活，以至于我们的人生能结出果子来。
Oh, it seems like I run into opportunities all the time to send my roots down.
我经常有机会让我觉得我的根需要扎得更深。
I remember some years ago we were on a Sunday morning going up to the fellowship at Purdue University.
有一个主日的早晨, 我到普渡大学那里去参与他们的交通。
We always enjoyed going up to be with the group of the students.
我总是很喜欢跟一些学生在一起有交通。
As we were driving along just a two-lane road,
开到一段路只是有单线。
I suddenly noticed a patrolman was behind me.
哦，我看见我后面有一个警察跟着我。
My wife said, "Do you know there's a patrolman back of you?"
你有没有注意后面有一个警察？
I said, "Yes, I've been watching him for some time."
哦，我已经留意他跟在后面有一阵子了。
I guess I was more careful.
所以我开得很规矩。
So I drove very, very carefully.
我开车依照着规矩开。
With her help, we went through as carefully as we could.
太太帮着我，我们就。 开过那一段路很小心。
I kept saying, "Don't let me miss any of the signs."
该停的地方要停，该慢的地方慢。
Would you believe for 20 miles he followed me?
你敢不敢相信这个警察一直跟了我20个mile?
I looked back and there were about 20 cars behind.
后面20部车大家都慢慢走。
I said, "Oh Lord, what is this all about?"
主啊，为什么要这样呢？
We went through little towns real slowly.
经过了一个小城，慢慢的开过去。
Finally, he turned on the red light and I pulled over.
最后红灯亮了，我把我拉弄到路边上。
Very tall, fine fellow walked up and I rolled the window down. He said, "You'll have to get out of the car so I can show you."
这个警察又高又大，他说：“你从车子里出来，我要告诉你。”
We went to the back and he said, "You see your license plate back here?"
他说你看你的那个牌照。
The little sticker that you put over the month, you have put over the year.
我们有那个牌照上一边是年，一边是月份，你把月份把年的那个盖住了。
He said, "I commend you, you're a good driver."
我可以称许你，你开车开的还不错。
So I sat in his car.
我就坐在车子里。
He began to write a ticket.
哦，他给我开一个罚单。
Now he said, "If you take this ticket into the license bureau, they'll give you another sticker so you can put it on the right place."
这个罚单不是罚钱，你拿到那个监理所，他们就给你另外一个牌子可以贴在对的地方。
I thought, Lord, I was almost offended.
我几乎被他惹怒了。
Lord, why am I here in this car, in this squad car?
我干嘛要开这一部车，这么倒霉？
And I felt the Lord saying to him, "Tell him that you believe in law and order."
说你是一个守法的人。
I'm going up to our fellowship on the campus, and I'm going to preach this. I'm going to teach this morning.
今天早上我要到一个基督徒中间去讲道，我竟然犯法了。
He sat there almost trembling.
Oh, 我就tell the police.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, 他跟police讲说，我今天是要去讲道，那个警察就紧张了。And
I said, "Lord, I need to be able to testify, to witness to him."
说主啊，我一定要跟他传福音，做见证。Said,
"You know, in the Bible it says, you're the servant of God."
你知道圣经里说你是人的官。
In Romans, Paul says we should all be in submission to those who are in authority over us.
保罗在罗马书说，我们都要顺服这些掌权的。
And I honor the fact that you want to do what is right.
我绝对相信你是要把事情弄对。
And I am not offended at what happened.
我没有被得罪，这个事情发生，我承认。
I wonder about all those cars back of us, if they're offended.
可是我不晓得那些在我们后面的那些车子人有没有生气。
Why do you share this?
你为什么要讲这个?
Seems like all the time I run in opportunities to be offended.
就是在生活中很多的小事上我们都很容易被得罪了。
And at least it gives a good story.
至少这是一个好的，蛮有趣的故事。
Then I remembered it says, "You keep the whole law, and yet offended one point, you're guilty."
我就想起来一件事，说你就是守一切的律法，只犯了中间一条，你还是一个犯法的人。I
said since, "Lord, I'm so glad I don't have to live with the law looking over me all the time."
主啊，感谢你，我不再活在律法底下。
The reason is because you've written the law into my heart.
因为你已经把你的律法写在我的心板上。
And I want to do what is right.
我愿意要照着你的律法而行。
And to encourage all of you, He will write the law in your heart.
让我鼓励大家，主的确把他的律法写在我们的心上。
Because He wants us to know how to be pleasing to Him and to walk circumspectly before others.
他知道我们要如何讨他的喜悦, 也知道在我们周围的人中间如何走得正直。
When we got home that evening,
那天晚上回到家的时候,
I suddenly remembered that I had two stickers to put on my car and my wife's car.
我忽然才想起来，原来我是两个卡，一个两个年子，一个应该贴在我的车，另外贴在我太太的车上。
And I looked at her license plate.
然后我看她的牌照。
What do you think?
你想来，一个都没有贴。
Made the same mistake twice.
那边都是年，这边都是月，两边都错了。
I didn't know whether the ticket would give me two stickers or just one.
我不晓得是给一个年，哦，不晓得他应该开一个罚单还是两个罚单。
What I'm saying this morning is this.
今天早上我要说的是。
All through life, God is opening doors of opportunity.
在我们的一生中，主常常开很多机会的门。
Why are you doing this, Lord?
主啊，为什么要在我身上做这个事呢？
I want to develop root life in you.
哦，主说我要在你的身上给你建立一个根的生活。
If there's to be the peaceable fruit of righteousness,
若是要结出一个和平和公义的果子。
There has to be a deeper rooting in the grace of God.
必须要在这个恩典的河流里有一个深的根，能够从他得恩典。
So we come this morning.
所以今天早上我们来到这里。
To say, Lord,
主啊,
how do we walk before you daily?
我们怎么如何能在每天的生活里与你同行呢？
How do we experience root life?
怎么在我们的日常生活中过一个根的生活呢？
I think he keeps saying to me, cast down your reasonings.
我相信他一直对我说，把你那些理论、理由放下。
Cast yourself helplessly upon me.
把你完全无助的投身在我的里面。
And I want you to notice now in chapter 12,
然后我要请你看12章里面的一节
Verse 2
第二节
Looking unto Jesus
仰望耶稣
Verse 15 says Looking diligently
这里15节又说要 努力地去仰望
The first word in the Greek is Horao Looking
头一个第二节那里说仰望为信心创始神众耶稣，那个就是不断的看。The
second word, looking diligently, is apharao.
这个第十五节这个中文没有翻出来，它这个谨慎就是说要殷勤、勤劳、注意的去看。There
is another word, blepo, which means glancing at.
还有一个看的意思就是这么浏览过去。Harao
means a steady gaze or looking.
仰望观看是你一直的看，注视的看。Put
the app before it means turning from and keeping occupied with.
你就从一个地方去看另外一个东西，被它抓住注意力，你的注意力被它抓住。So
the secret to our allowing the grace of God to be our supply.
这一个秘密。 是我们能够让主的恩典来成为我们日常生活的供应是什么?
I keep turning from everything that distracts, occupied with Him.
从我们一切被霸占的事物里面要看出去，去看他，被他得着，我们要被他，我们的注意力要被他抓住。
When we are born of God, we are a little technon. That's a child.
当我们 重生得救的时候，我们还是一个孩子。
As we begin to run the race,
当我们开始奔跑这一个路程的时候，
Our eye is on the goal before us.
我们就一直朝着标杆去直跑，往上跑。
There are really two wonderful gifts that God gives.
主给我们两个很好的恩赐。
First of all, we've said God gives us the gift of free choice, free will.
头一个好的礼物就是给我们一个自由选择的机会。
There is a gift that we can give back to God.
这里有一个礼物，我们也可以来当作礼物来献给神。
The gift we give back to Him is what we become in character.
这一个能够当一面神给我们选择，另外一面我们也可以把一个成熟长大的一个人性格来献给神。
This is why it is the increase of Christ in our life that we give back to the Father.
这就是在我们的人生中，当基督在我们身上增加的时候，我们就可以成为一个礼物来献还给神。
More and more being conformed to the likeness and image of the Lord Jesus.
当我们一天一天长大的时候，我们就更磨成神儿子的样子。
His gift to us is in His lovely Son.
他给我们的礼物是在他所爱的儿子里面给了我们。
Our gift to Him,
我们给还他的礼物呢，
is giving back the likeness of His Son, character in our lives.
是在我们的生活里面，在我们人生里面，像他儿子的那一个性格，那个性情，然后我们把这一个成熟的献给神。
And all of this is the process of our will becoming yielded and responsive to His will.
所有这个过程中，就是我们的意愿，我们的心思能够降服在主的面前，被他的旨意和目的所充满。
Somebody says, but how do I do that continually?
那有人就说了，我怎么可以继续不断地走在这条路上呢？
Just a little review of last year when we were here.
让我们复习一下去年所讲的。
I think it is very important to know the place that our will has in cooperating with God.
我们很注意的要知道我们的这个人的意愿，我们这个人的这个决断是跟神的旨意是相吻合的。
You will remember we said that there are three things that are the will of God.
你记不记得我们说到神的旨意里面有三件事？
Rejoice evermore.
常常喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
In everything give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
For this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
And I suggested that our life was like a ship.
那我再说呢，我们的人生又好像一条船。
How can I rejoice in every situation?
我们如何能在各样的情况中还能够欢喜呢？
How can I be prayerful all the time?
我怎么可能常常不断活在一个祷告的状态中呢？
How can I give thanks in everything?
怎么能够凡事都谢恩呢？
I have to say, I can't.
我一定要说我办不到。
Then one day the Lord said, but this is why I gave you a will.
所以主有一天就说了，这就是我为什么给你一个意志。
It is wonderful to know how to live in your will.
很重要的，你要知道你怎么样能够活在你那个意志决断里面。
Not by the strength of your will.
不是靠你这个自己这个意志的力量。
But with the will.
但是却是用他的旨意。
And I said to you, we put up our sail. Lord, I will today rejoice.
只是一个愿望，你就把你的这个帆要撑起来，说主啊，我今天要照你的旨意而行。
I will today be prayerful in everything.
你向主就是这个心愿。主啊，我愿意今天过一个祷告的生活。
I will today be thankful in everything.
你立定你的心意，要立定说我今天要感谢。
All I can give him is my willingness.
我没有别的，我只是把这个心愿给他。
And my father says, that's all I want. I'll blow in your sail.
父亲就说了，你只要有心愿，我就刮风让你这个船往前走。
Has anybody been doing that this year since we were here?
这一年有没有实行这一个？
Or did it just be knowledge?
或者那只是一个道理？
Lord, this year I will, I will, I will.
主啊，新的一年里我要，我要，我要。
It's not by our own strength.
不是靠我人本身的天然的力量。
He says, if we be first willing, it's accepted as that a man hath.
哦,就是你所愿意的,他就愿意悦纳。
So, I just leave this with you this morning as we face a new year.
今天早上我们面临新的一年的时候,我愿意把这一个摆在大家的面前。
When you say each day, I will rejoice, I will be prayerful, I will give thanks.
如果你每一天起床的时候就向主说,主啊,我今天愿意过一个祷告的生活,过一个感谢的生活,过一个喜乐的生活。
I think he says, I'll blow on it, you will.
主说,OK,我就吹风让你这个意愿能够实现。
Will you try that this coming year?
好不好,在新的一年我们来实行这一个?
Not living by our own willpower.
不是靠我们意志力。
But Lord, I will.
只是把这个心愿摆在主的面前。
In every situation, I refuse to be offended.
在任何的情况中,我拒绝被人家得罪或者绊倒。
Blow in my sail.
哦,就把你的帆竖起来。
Give grace.
主啊,给我恩典。
So we pray.
我们祷告。
Father, I'm so grateful this morning for all these precious hearts that you have brought together.
亲爱的阿巴父, 我感谢你把这么多敞开美好的心摆在这里。
We thank you that we've been rescued by your grace.
感谢主, 靠着你的恩典, 我们都蒙了拯救。
But we thank you that we're enabled to run the race by your enabling grace.
感谢主, 我们更能靠你那个加力量的恩典, 可以来奔跑这一条道路。
We remember, Lord, that we can't even buy apart from your enabling grace.
我们甚至知道要我们买金子, 我们都必须要靠你那个给力量的恩典。
And I ask especially for some of my younger friends.
我特别在中间为我们这些年轻的朋友向你祈求。
Lord, help them cast down their reasonings.
主啊, 叫他们不要在那里讲道理。
This is an imperfect world.
这个世界不是一个完美的世界。
People mean well, but we make mistakes.
哦,好,有人有好的意思,但是却会做错。
But we are accountable to you.
但是我们却要对你负责。
And if we humble ourselves,
如果我们肯谦卑自己,
you will give the desire and the power.
你会给我们有这个愿望和给我们力量。
We declare, I will, and you will enable us.
我们宣告说,只要我心里愿意,你就能使我做到。
I wonder this morning if there might be some young person here in the audience.
我想在座的中间有没有年轻人?
The Lord has brought you to this place.
是主把你带到这一个特会里。
Wouldn't it be wonderful to face a whole new year?
我们如果能够这样的迎接新的一年有多好。
You begin to be honest and saying, Lord, I've been offended.
你诚实敞开对主说,的确,我被得罪,我被绊倒过。
With others around me.
我周围的人得罪我。
They didn't do things right.
他们做的不对。
But I have no right to be offended.
但是我没有一个权利要被绊倒。
Would you tell him as you sit there right now?
你愿不愿意告诉我,当你坐在那里的时候?
I'd like to pray for some who might be at that place.
我愿意为那些落在这样情形中的人祷告。
I very rarely do this, but I feel led this morning.
我很少这样做,但是主的灵感动我,今天早上要这样做。
Would you, as a token before the Lord, just stick up your finger and say, pray for me, I have been offended.
如果你愿意,你就... 举起你一个手指让我看见说主啊我曾经被人我一直还活在这个被绊倒的情形中
Thank you Lord
感谢主
You see hearts
你看见人的心
The disciplining you've been taking us through is that you might bring maturity
你在我们身上所做的管教是叫我们在你面前长大
This child training is unto being positioned that we might share government with you
这一个长大的过程是到我们有一天能成为儿子,能让你的责任挂在我们的肩膀上。
And I pray for the brokenness in these hearts right now.
我愿意为这些, 愿意破碎自己的心为他们祷告。
You know their needs.
你知道他们的需要。
You're very eager to bring more grace to enable them.
你急切的要给他们更多的恩典来使他们能够。
So we leave them in your hands.
我们就把他们交在你的恩手中。
We say thank you, Lord.
我们说谢谢你主。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.